This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
9 years ago, when the SEC only had three teams in the men's tournament. So to put 14 in, congratulations to Greg Sankey, the commish, and all the coaching that went on this year, Mike, across the SEC. It's an impressive feat, and they had more teams than any other conference. Now, with that said, let's talk about the Dogs specifically here, Mike, because they draw a well-known brand in round one on Thursday.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to feel pretty good about the way Mike White and this team has played. And Connor Riley said it at 4 o'clock. If you missed the interview, it's online at Odyssey.com from Dog Nation, saying over the last 4 or 5 weeks, things have just really clicked and guys have gotten better.
Yep, we talked about that. Look, there was a stretch where there were some games where they'd get blown out by really good teams in the conference. And there were some where they had leads and they just couldn't handle it, both at home and on the road. And then they got dialed in. You know, the Florida win, that was obviously the big one. We talked about that earlier, big resume builder. And certainly, you know, you've got stars. I mean, they got players. They got the depth. They got a bunch of guys that score just under 10, but they've got some pieces. Mm. And how do you handle now the pressure and the expectations? Because I said earlier, we're talking with Connor Riley, people want to buy in. I've been here since 98. I've seen sort of like this roller coaster of Georgia basketball, Carl, where they're always so close on the cusp, and it just doesn't go anywhere. Can this be where Mike White punches through? I don't expect them to. If they could beat Houston, that'd be one of the great upsets of all time. But just get a win in this thing, something to build on.
Yeah, look, a great run is Sweet 16. That's two dubs over this next weekend. And you know, you'll have a lot of people discussing Georgia basketball. But to Mike's point, now that you're in for the first time in a very long time, you just got to win a game and see where things go. I also think the draw of getting Gonzaga is something that people are going to see. And again, most people around the country are not paying attention to Georgia basketball. So they're like, oh, Gonzaga. And they're immediately going to say, that's a route. Gonzaga's going to beat the blank out of Georgia. I don't believe that. I think Georgia has a really good chance to pull off what would be perceived as an upset because it's a 9 versus an 8. I don't think it would be an upset. And I think they have, Mike, they got to play well now, but I think they have everything you need to beat this Gonzaga team, which, of course, then you say, hey, next waiting in line would be Houston. But you got to get past this one first. And I feel like with Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida being number one seeds, obviously Florida and Auburn are in the SEC, and Auburn was the number one overall seed. And I want you to hear the commissioner announcing this as the selection committee. And I think it's Mark Zuckerberg. Zucker. Who am I thinking of?
Adam Zucker. From CBS.
CBS talking about this as they made the announcement yesterday.
Auburn is the number one overall seed, and they head up the South region, destination Atlanta and beyond. 16 quad one wins. They are a one seed for the second time ever behind SEC Player of the Year, Jahni Broom.
Yeah, so the South region is Atlanta. We get that to figure out who's going to ultimately go to the Final Four. But you could be talking about a variety of teams. Michigan, Auburn, Ole Miss, Michigan State. Marquette's really good. We don't know who's going to come out, but everybody, obviously Auburn with the number one overall seed being announced there. Now, this is Bubba Cunningham, guys. He is The overseer of the committee, Mike.
AD of North Carolina. We'll get into their interesting angle into this tournament coming up in a second.
He was talking about why they had to adjust the scheduling based on the facts. There were so many SEC teams involved in this. Because, again, guys, you had to try to balance this out. This is Bubba Cunningham.
We really had to move people around to minimize the conflict early. And when you have, you know, four different regions, we made sure we only had four teams in one region so that we could spread them out the best we could. We had a couple of contingency brackets, and we actually had five. And so we had to go back and then try to rework the bracket a little bit to move them apart to the best that we could. But you're right, 14 teams out of one league in a 68-team bracket is a real challenge to get everybody in there and meet all of the principles that we have about trying to keep the teams apart.
Yeah, the idea you don't want to have like a whole Sweet 16 where it's just SEC on SEC, but hard when you got that many, when a quarter of the tournament is your conference. Now, Texas is in the play-in game against Xavier. Mm-hmm. They got in. Some people, though, are going bananas, and certainly West Virginia is. The governor now, they're going to get the lawyers involved. They're going to have an investigation about why West Virginia, with a 19-13 record, 10-10 in the Big 12, and many more quad one wins. They had six to North Carolina's one. Carolina, a lot of people say, nowhere remotely belongs, even in the play-in game, as Carolina will be playing this week as well to get in. I just felt that a lot of folks feel it's a brand, and the casual fan doesn't know how bad Carolina was this year, but that's a brand that people expect to see in March Madness and the tournament they put him in. Bubba Cunningham, presumably Carl, has to recuse himself like they do in the football playoff committee when his school comes up. But tell that to West Virginia fans who are saying the whole thing stinks to high heaven.
So what happened, and I do believe this because this is why I was hesitant to say Georgia was getting in. When you have upsets in these conference tournaments, usually the highest seed team in the conference, it doesn't matter, pick your conference, Big Ten, ACC, even the lower conferences, usually that team has already got a spot in the NCAA tournament. But when that team gets upset, Mike, that means the team that beat them also gets a spot. And so what happened in this situation for Carolina is the committee says, and I believe this, they were kind of waiting to see what was happening in that UAB-Memphis ACC championship, which is the American Athletic Conference championship. Yeah. If UAB beat Memphis, Memphis was going to the tournament anyway, UAB gets in, guess what? North Carolina is on the outside looking in. It didn't play out that way, which opened up a spot for Carolina to get in. And that's how it was explained. And I do believe that's what happened, but people don't believe that. They think North Carolina got, you know, they got some help here.
Well, again, we talk about strength of schedule when it comes to football. First off, look, again, you know how I feel about North Carolina. They always get the breaks. They had two decades of academic fraud with across all sports programs that the NCAA just basically looked the other way because they're too big to fail. So that's how I feel about that. 19-13 for the Mountaineers, dead even in the Big 12, six quad one victories for the Mountaineers, only one for Duke, who was North Carolina, who was 1-12 against the elite opponents on their schedule. So a lot of folks feeling that, you know, they're a bigger brand than West Virginia, and that's why West Virginia's at home.
The SEC was the best basketball conference in the country this year, and it wasn't even close. 59-19 against the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and Big East. This is why they got 14 teams in. I believe that the champion will be crowned from the SEC. I know we had a guest on earlier, and we're going to talk to Josh Pastner coming up here in 30 minutes, former coach at Georgia Tech, now working with ESPN, about this because the numbers game, first of all, 14 teams, but the best teams this year were from the SEC. And somebody's going to break through, Mike, and whether you think it's Florida or Alabama or Auburn, it may be somebody that we don't expect that played a tough schedule that prepared them for this potential run that they're going to go through in this tournament. So that is a compliment to the SEC, who has finally broken through. And let's be honest, I'm not saying it's going to be 14 every year, but Mike, it should be 10.
Well, I mean, we go back to it. Carl and I were talking about it. You're right. I mean, it was Kentucky. Maybe once in a while Tennessee would get in there. But you're just seeing when Alabama and Auburn are as good at basketball as they are at football. Actually, in Auburn's case, much better at basketball lately. But, you know, the idea that, you know, to say you could have your Iron Bowl national championship, it's actually a thing. I mean, you've got two number ones and two number two seeds for the SEC. I mentioned to Carl a few times today, I got to watch the end of the selection show, and the ESPN guys up there in Nashville just gushing. It's all SEC. There are going to be some upsets. But when you play like Florida, I think everybody, the consensus is that Florida is the hottest team right now playing the most complete brand of basketball. The front court, the back court, the defense. You know, there's the outliers. I mean, Duke, they're not healthy. Malik Brown is injured. Obviously, they were able to win the ACC even with Cooper Flagg all jammed up. But Do you buy Duke? I mean, I like Houston. If I'm going to take somebody to maybe be absolutely the apple cart of the SEC, I got a soft spot for St. John's. St. John's is a really streaky team shooting. If they don't shoot their jump shot, then they really can't do anything. How's Houston scoring? They're another defense. Can Houston score with those SEC schools?
A little bit sometimes inconsistent. And it's the only reason why I'm hesitant to not say that they could win it all, depending on who they would meet. Listen, if Houston, and I'll give you an example in my bracket, if Houston meets Alabama, which would be one seed versus two, Alabama's the highest scoring team in the country.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something's got to give, Mike. Houston's not going to hold Alabama to 60 points.
Right.
So can Houston then score with Alabama? And I would tell you that would be the game, you know, within the game, but I probably would lean Alabama in that situation, even though I think Houston is really good. These first few games, they're just going to shut people down. You're going to be lucky to score 45 points against them.